If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Of course it is. Welcome to you, mate.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me. They've got to get back out there stuff. It's gone to a new level. I'm getting all sorts of social media pestering on it, so it's real. I've really got to... I'm not sure. Do I embrace it, Jim, or do I just knock it on the head?
Well, don't do what the Chompers did.
No.
What the Chompers for years tried to get filthied up at it, and that just meant you got more.
Yeah. Right.
So in the end, you just got to embrace it.
Embrace it. Yeah. Right. And laugh.
Yes.
Laugh at it.
Enjoy.
Brody you stuff Grundy. A few things up, so just laugh at it all.
I'm going to have a big summer, Bill. I'm going to work on my speaking. And looking forward to a big 2023.
I might come with you.
You and me.
Brody Grundy.
Yes.
Surely doesn't move to Melbourne.
Oh, it's a big story, Jim, which I broke yesterday. But look, it's fascinating.
You broke just dropped that one in there, little
like
Jay-Z.
That?
I like that.
A bit of theatre
for us.
Some
other blokes were taking credit for it.
Oh, no, they tried swanning on the story
so you got
Bill.
It first. Well done, Jay-Z.
Story start here.
Let's just wait and see if it happens.
Actually, that's a point.
Well, I just said there was other interest, Jim. Don't worry about it.
Right, tell us about it.
Right, so let's be honest. Brody Grundy is on the nose at Collingwood. He's on a bumper deal, $950,000 a year, and they're trying to clear space for Dan McStay, Bobby Hill. Been talking about this. What will Jordan DeGoey do? And Tim Taranto at GWS is a player of interest. So how do they clear this cap space? They got $950,000 a year on Brody Grundy. Jeez. And quite clearly they have said to that star ruckman, explore your options. Ooh. Big fella. So they have been proactive. He has met GWS, already had an interview. He has met Melbourne, Max Gawn, Alan Richardson, Simon Goodwin, and Geelong is also another club, Bill.
Who's has he just met with them?
I'm not sure he has.
Right.
But they're more of backseat operators in the Brody Grundy race. But Melbourne are, as we sit here right now, Melbourne is the front runners. If Brody Grundy moves, Luke Jackson leaves, they need a second ruckman.
Yeah.
Simon Goodwin has said, we want to play two rucks. And Brody Grundy, like the ruck market, it's not that strong, Bill.
No.
There's not a lot of gun big blokes out there. So they sit there and they ask Max Gawn, just like they did Tom Hawkins about Jeremy Cameron. They say, can we bring in the Hawk? They say to Max Gawn, do you want Brody Grundy to come in? Now, Max Gawn's 31. It's his 13th season. He's had two ACLs, right? They need to protect and support him next year. And Max Gawn has said, I'm happy to play a bit more forward if he can bring in the big fella to lead the ruck division, help the superstar midfield brigade, and potentially.
But.
Yeah.
What? So he leaves Collingwood.
Yep.
Collingwood are going to have to pay.
Yes.
Because they're how much are they paying still with Treloar?
$250,000.
So they're paying Collingwood are paying $250,000 of his contract.
Yep.
So what would they have to pay for Brody Grundy for him to go to Melbourne if it happened?
$250,000 to $300,000 again.
Oh,
so that's in excess of $500,000.
They're paying for nothing, for none.
For two nothing. Players to be playing at other clubs.
Yeah.
But these are Collingwood's options. They can spend $5 million over the next 5 years on Brody Grundy, or they can spend $1.5 million to essentially move him on and get some other players who they think will help him. Now, the other part of this deal, Jim and Bill, is what's the pick arrangement, right? Mm. So Melbourne, if Luke Jackson leaves, as we expect, Melbourne will want two first-round picks, probably late ones, from Fremantle.
Two, yep.
Now, what does Collingwood want for Brody Grundy?
Yep. They want a first-rounder.
A first-rounder at least.
Yeah.
But what if it's a back-end? Like, what if it's pick sort of 15, 16? Does that get it done?
But and they want to move him on, so it might work.
Might work. So if they pay a bit of the salary, they get maybe a first-round pick from Melbourne, and Brody Grundy could line up in Melbourne colours, round one, Max Gawn at the full forward squad. It's the biggest trade.
So could there be
ball.
Collingwood, Melbourne, Freo, could there be a big
three-wayer?
Three-wayer. A menage a trois.
Did Goody speak today?
I don't know what that is.
No, don't even think about it.
I don't even know what that is.
Did we hear from Goody today?
He certainly did, and he was asked, have you met with Brody Grundy? He wouldn't confirm that, but he did say, Rabsy, that they want to play two rucks next season.
But I've been pretty clear with this over a number of years. I'm not going to speculate and talk about players from opposition clubs. It's something that we don't do. Clearly in our industry, people are going around looking at how they can potentially improve their lists in the years going forward. But to be honest, that's not my focus at the moment. My focus is purely on Carlton this week and how we play our best footy and how we continue to build our current season that we've got now. Now, we've spoken about Luke a lot. You know, we're going to give him the most amount of time for him to make his decision. And we don't know what that decision is at the moment. So we'll continue to build contingencies. We'll continue to work with Luke and giving him the best environment possible to want to stay here. And Luke will make that decision when the time's right.
So recruiting sources are expecting Jackson to go to Fremantle and think Melbourne are in the box seat for Brody Grant.
Well, so I hope one of the ruckmen at Collingwood don't break down.
Dunkley?
Yes. So Western Bulldogs, these negotiations have dragged out with Josh Dunkley. He is still out of contract. Now, we have confirmed that Port Adelaide is an interested party. They've spoken to Liam Pickering, Josh Dunkley's manager, about his intentions and haven't got a clear feeling.
James.
Is that the Pickers?
Well, he gives a big nose on Liam.
Well, it's not that big.
So every time his name gets brought up.
Sorry, yes. We're being serious here, James.
And he would love that too.
Oh, no, he loves Pickers. He gets around it.
The big nose.
Are they still filthied up a bit, the Dogs, when he tried to leave Josh Dunkley? Is there any residue of that?
Yeah, I do get a feeling that it's not as smooth, the negotiation so far. So when he tried to go to Essendon and he requested that trade, Bulldogs said, right, you're under contracts if you go. We want two first-round picks. And Essendon said, no way. And history's going to show that that was probably a good call from Essendon.
Now, they're not keen again?
Well, I think they want to keep their pick and they've got sort of other priorities. Right. I think they want another speedy halfback and they need a big bloke in the key forward. I think their midfield's okay. But Port Adelaide are interested, but crucially, they're not going to give their top 10 pick. Their first pick will be off limits in any Josh Dunkley deal. So then the Western Bulldogs go, well, what are we actually going to get from him? Now, he is a special talent, I think.
And he got dropped last week.
I wonder whether Essendon, who had a crack at him a year ago, and they missed out on Ben King, I wonder whether Essendon have a go at Mitch Georgiades down the track. Do you like him?
I like him.
Superstar centre forward.
He's going to be all right. He's only a kid.
Why is Camperdown Ken dropping him?
Especially when Marshall didn't play. He had COVID, and they dropped Georgiades. I couldn't believe it.
Wouldn't shock me if the Bombers go hard for him.
Do Cripps go, Carlton Hill? Go again on Cripps? Are we going to find that out next?
Yes.
Tease him over the break, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old Flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
Jay-Z Clark is in the studio.
Crippo, what a Carlton do?
Yes, I don't think they challenge a two-match suspension. He's got to be on the sidelines as Carlton try and put together a patchwork quilt, a manufactured makeshift sort of midfield in his absence. They're missing Hewitt, Kennedy, Bill, and now Cripps. So
got Walsh.
Without him,
Shearer.
How do they beat Melbourne and Collingwood? They need one win over the next two games. So they got Walsh, they got Shearer, they got Dow, they got Zach Fisher.
Yes.
The Will Setterfield in the wing didn't get much of it. Do they bring him into the on board? Do they try and rate him through there? What about Jack Martin? I mean, that's the thing. Like, how are they going to go against the might of Melbourne's midfield? I think Michael Voss has to come up with some sort
of... He has to play himself.
That's a good... He's got to get back out there.
He's got to get back
out
there.
That's what he's got to do. So, could be one of them. It would be a coaching miracle if they can somehow engineer some sort of clearance-winning ways against Melbourne. They need to win one of the next two. Of course, Crippers Brownlow hopes a shot. I don't think they're going to be back at the tribunal in a day's time. Did you guys agree with the two-match ban?
Yeah, if you leave the ground and knock someone out, I think that's fair enough. Although, it's a very inconsistently adjudicated situation.
Well, I think they buggered up the Rioli one in the first place.
Yes.
Because the AFL rules say if you elect a bump and you get them in the head, Bill, they get concussed. Well, then
you know what else? Matches. If you run into a hard bloke like Matty Rowe,
yes,
and he doesn't go down, you're saved.
About
so if you're going to do it, you've got to hit a hard
Speaking
hard
of hard blokes.
Like me.
Ben Cunnington.
Speaking of hard blokes. Now, we've been saying that the Sam Doherty is the story of the year. Well, Ben Cunnington is not far behind him. So he's fought off cancer. You would know better than anyone, Jim. He is an absolute favourite son. He's the heart and soul of Arden Street down there. And we saw the scenes today. He's been named to take on Adelaide on Saturday afternoon. Now, surely that would lift the joint. What sort of effect would that have on the playing group?
Well, he's the most popular player there in a sense of that heart and soul.
Yep.
And the journey he's been on and to have to go down the chemotherapy path and come through that and play, it is wonderful.
Spot on.
I think he was getting treatment on Christmas Day. I mean, it's the summer.
He's loved by everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he's a star.
There's a bit of Josh Kennedy Perth about him.
And he doesn't say a whole lot.
No, he says bugger nothing. All.
I've had one interview with him in about 10 years. Yeah. He runs away from us. You. But as we're about to hear, Radzi, he is a special person at the North Melbourne Footy Club.
The only thing I do want to say is, as a few years you probably know, I thought I loved my life outside of footy. I still do love my life outside of footy. You think you could probably finish up and be happy with that, but until it sort of gets taken away from you and you've got no control over it, you soon realise that you still love it. And I went through what I've had to go through, and without the support, I couldn't have got through. But I'm here now, hungry. I feel I've worked hard and in a position to hopefully help you boys out again. So, keen as ever.
If he kicks a goal, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Or everyone. Well, the whole, crowd.
Yeah, they're come from everywhere.
The whole footy
the
public.
57 people there from the crowd.
Who is,
run onto
shut
the
up, Pat. Who are they playing against?
They're playing Adelaide over there on Saturday.
Yep. Oh, in Adelaide.
They've had a big week.
Yeah, buddy, I think they have.
Mm. I'm there. Hey,
you're there.
I'm going to go and watch.
You're watching.
I'm going to run onto the ground.
Oh, yeah?
And say, well done, Cunners.
Yeah, no, he's a star. Dyson Heppel.
Yeah, so Essendon back in the conversation, trying to re-sign their captain on a one-year deal. We know Gold Coast is keen with a playing coaching contract. That's as many as 4 years, so 2 years playing potentially and 2 years coaching. That's been the mooted deal. I think the query for Essendon is Dyson Heppel still in the Bombers' best 22. Mm, yeah. I think they're sort of thinking he might play 6 or 10 games, but he's not a guaranteed selection each week. And Dyson Heppel may want to know that before he makes a decision. Remember that President Paul Brasher said that out of the supplement scandal, we've probably been a bit too soft on the playing group. We felt bad about all that happened. Well, this is the hard edge. They're making a hard call, not a romantic call on Dyson Heppel. And a bit to play out here. I feel like Essendon fans want him to stay, but yeah, no guarantees at this stage on him.
Kenny Hinkley.
Yes. Mm. So David Kosh says there's going to be some sort of change as they miss the finals for the second year.
He says a lot, Koshy.
In a row, he does. Now, I'm expecting Ken Hinkley to remain at Port Adelaide. I do think there'll be a bit of assistant coaching change, Jim and Bill. Whether Brent Montgomery's name has come up a bit at rival clubs. He's one who's keen to progress and maybe get a senior coaching role. So Brent Montgomery, I expect him to be on the move potentially, but I think your mate Camper Down, Ken.
Yes, stays there, does he?
Stays there, barring something unforeseen. Right. I think he remains there.
Just on coaches, Jay-Z, yes. 10th of August at 4:48. I'm writing this down, going to put it in the
bookmarker.
Who coaches North Melbourne?
I think it's going to be Alistair Clarkson.
Righto.
The way it's looking, I think he rocked up to their game at Sydney. He's been calling his former lieutenants to try and put together an assistant coaching staff.
Who's the assistant he's ringing? Do you know?
He's good mates with Todd Viney.
Mm. Todd Viney, right?
Who's been out of been out of footy. He's got a little property up there in Mount Macedon Way.
Right.
Could he be a Neil Barm figure at a new club?
Not you know, sure. I reckon? I don't know. I don't know, Todd.
He's sort of a beloved, you know.
No, I love him. I reckon he's great.
I'm told he's one of the
good culture fella. Yep.
All right. So, Alistair Clark. And what about the Giants? Who's going to coach the Giants at 4:49 now? We're just ticked over.
I think Adam Ooze.
The Ooze. The Albanian Flyer.
Who has done a great job with Melbourne's midfield, getting him to play a selfless brand of football. I think he's up to that job in his ears. Of course, they'd love to speak to, they'd love to have Alistair Clarkson. I think he's spoken to them 4 times, but I think that he'll go to North and potentially Adam Ooze.
Spike
McVay?
Yeah.
Has the past month or so hasn't gone as well
last
as he would have liked?
Okay.
Yeah, they bounced back. I don't think he'll be the coach of GWS next year. Maybe they're hoping to keep him on in an assistant role.
All right.
But you never know, Bill.
Dead set legends? Fine. What are we getting ready for this weekend?
Ratings, Juggernaut.
Oh, no, Juggernaut, of course.
You stole
Scott Pendlebury. He was ours.
No,
he was coming on the Saturday Rub, which is the main show, then you got him in here and stole him from us.
The Collingwood captain, the big win on Friday night, the biggest win he's played in for some time, and he's looking at the two options. He said, are you going to hang out with you, Jongos, or we can come to the absolute ratings juggernaut that we are, Kath Lachlan and Lee Montagna, Saturday morning 10 to 12. We had a great chat. And can you believe that he was a state champion sprinter?
No.
Now, he is the slowest player in that Collingwood midfield by a long way.
Jay-Z,
you play basketball.
That's like saying to someone, you can either be on Broadway or you can go to Cleveland, Ohio and play in a high school musical.
That's where LeBron James went.
He chose the high school musical.
And I hear that the ratings soared, tripled.
No, so when he was on with us, yes,
did,
on the phone. How's Joey going?
I heard he didn't give you blokes much. He gave us the gold.
No.
And gave you much.
Joey?
He's going good. I love his game plan analysis and his theories, philosophies.
He knows a bit, doesn't he?
He's always
good. Are you going to coaching, Joey Montagna?
No, I think he's going all right.
A club called him last. Has he told you about that?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me.
A club called him last year and said you would be interested. That's how much his stocks are soaring, Lee Montagna.
So I like it, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Thanks for dropping in always.
Thank you. Keep it out there.
That's it.